Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure-Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Since the last time we congregated... We have much to get to on today's edition of the Cigar Dave Show. We will discuss, of course, alpha male pleasure maneuvers. And for those that may not understand what alpha male pleasure maneuvers entail, here it is in a quick synopsis. Cigars, spirits, delicacies, grilling, dames, travel, enjoying the fruits of our hard labor throughout the course of the week, we celebrate our alpha male good life maneuvers without any remorse of guilt. And also today we will hit a couple of important, more serious topics. Election is around the corner. Tragedy that occurred in Pittsburgh last week, right around the time we were preparing for last week's show. So much to get to today, front and center, as we get set. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, your commanding five-star global general and Alpha male in chief, coming to you from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City of Tampa. As always, make sure you follow me on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You will see the links for Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, YouTube, all the other social media platforms that may be invented down the road. We will be sure to add. You know, it's interesting. Talking about social media, I've just lost total interest in Facebook. I mean, we post on Facebook, but on a personal level, on my personal Facebook page, and I only keep it limited to people that I know, friends, even though I get tons of requests. I have just lost interest in Facebook. I think it's a combination of the censoring that goes on. It's a combination of what they do with our data. Talk to a number of people that have all shared the same sentiments, that in the last 3-4 months, their interest level in Facebook has gone right down the tubes. It's kind of like an X. When you're kind of done, you want to make a change in that department, whether it's a girlfriend, wife, member of the harem, you're done. You don't want to deal with it anymore. That's pretty much the exact same thing. But in any event, we still do post on our show Facebook and Twitter I use all the time. What was it? 2 weeks ago, big game between Alabama, the Crimson Tide of Alabama, and the Volunteers of Tennessee. Oh, Nelly, as the great Keith Jackson would say. There is a big tradition that started back in 1961 when Jim Goostrey, the trainer for the Alabama Crimson Tide, passed out victory cigars after Alabama beat the Tennessee Volunteers 34-3. So this tradition goes back 57 years, and it is a tradition that has stayed alive and well each and every year since then. Now, Nick Saban, not a big fan of cigars, not a big fan of smoking. Even he tried to stop it, couldn't do it. It is a tradition. It's a great tradition. Whatever team wins, they have the victory cigars. And technically, you're not supposed to have any smoking on certain college campuses and in locker rooms and so on and so forth. But when it comes to a hallowed tradition, this is a tradition that has maintained for 57 years. Love the tradition. I think it's pretty cool. There's even pictures of the players in the locker rooms, pictures of Nick Saban not lighting up. There's fans that are in the stands. Just one of those things that transcends any smoking bans or any other type of restrictions on being able to enjoy a cigar. Well, this year, once again, no surprise, Alabama did defeat Tennessee in their annual game. And they call it the third week of October game, because that's traditionally when they both play each other. Well, there was a big headline, op-ed piece, headline by Jack McElroy, the editor of the Canucksville News. I know it's Knoxville, but I still like to call it Canucksville. I'll never forget if you remember the Tonight Show, Johnny Carson, the great Carnac, as you know, he had that big thing, and Ed McMahon would say something, and then Carnac would put the envelope to his head, and then he'd open up the envelope, and I'll never forget, talking about Canucksville. This brings up a story totally unrelated, but I'll never forget. Ed McMahon gives him the envelope, and Carnac says, "Canuckers." And Ed McMahon, of course, says, "Canuckers, yes." Johnny opens up the envelope. What are on the end of two knipples? No, wait a minute. I screwed that up. It's knipples. What are on the end of two knockers? I missed that one. But you get the gist of the story. And by the way, I have been watching on YouTube every night. I do not watch any of the late night shows. None of them interest me. None of them are entertaining. They're all political. That was the beauty. The essence of Johnny Carson. You didn't know if he was a Democrat or Republican. His jokes, same thing with Jay Leno. Their jokes were, relatively tame. They went after everybody, but they weren't hyper-partisan like Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. So I go on YouTube and I'll watch reruns of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. They are timeless. They are still infinitesimally more entertaining than they are today. However, I digress. But let me go back to this headline. Time to put an end to stupid Tennessee-Alabama cigar-smoking tradition. Opinion by Jack McElroy, the editor of the Knoxville News. And he says that Nick Saban couldn't stamp it out, though he doesn't smoke and disapproves of tobacco in the locker room. The insanity of sucking tobacco smoke into the lungs has become increasingly clear ever since. He goes on to say cigar smoke supposedly isn't inhaled, but those fumes are fouler than cigarette smoke. He says, let's end this stupid tradition, and that if players want to spew toxins into Bryant-Denny Stadium, which is in Alabama, fine, but the following year when the Crimson Tide tries to blow smoke into the Vols' house, stop them. Well, here's a way to stop them. How about you guys just winning the game, which Tennessee can't seem to do? Tennessee football has been a disaster. By the way, my Syracuse Orangemen. Sergeant Steve, did you see that my Syracuse Orangemen have cracked the top 25? I believe they're, 22 and 19 or 21 and another
Dino
bowl.
Baber's got that program running on the right direction, that's for sure.
He does. Lee Corso called me this week. I get a call from Lee Corso. He gets his Officers Club cigars, and he says, "General, love the cigars." He said, "I've been thinking about you every week. The Syracuse Orange top 25. And I said, "Lee, what did you tell me beginning of the year when I said, hey, maybe they got a shot?" And he said, "Next year." He said, "Could be this year." I don't think they're going to win the national championship. But I think they play Wake Forest this week. They have a game at Yankee Stadium against Notre Dame. I think, and they play, I think, BC I think they have a good shot of getting into a top-tier bowl, but they have to maintain the momentum. They cannot have a letdown. They've lost two games, but I think they're what now? 7-2, if I'm not mistaken. And they played a very good NC State team, so we are on the right track. So
Will Lee commit to bringing game day to Syracuse next year and putting on the orange hat?
He'd have to wear Otto the Orange, yes, the entire costume. You know, you never know.
Will he commit to that now, that he's going to go to Syracuse next year?
I don't think he's going to commit to that now. However, if they continue to play well, the way Babers has brought that program around, you never know. Never say never. I remember when the Carrier Dome was rocking back when it was Paul Pasqualoni and before that Coach Dick McPherson. And, boy, we were a perennial top 10 team every year under McPherson once he turned the program around. And it reminds me of what Baber is doing right now. So bodes well. But anyway, Jack McElroy, this editor, has a problem with cigars. And I say, if you got a problem with it, well, just win the game. But this is a tradition. And he tries to go on and talk about that cigar smoke is worse than cigarette. Goes, again, no scientific basis. He says cigar smoke supposedly isn't inhaled. Not supposedly, it is not inhaled. But he says those fumes are fouler than cigarette smoke. No way. There's nothing like the aroma of a fine cigar. This, I'll tell you exactly what it is. Here we have an editor, Jack McElroy. Number one, he's upset that his team can't beat Alabama. But I think further than that, he's probably not an alpha male. He doesn't get the whole enjoying cigars, enjoying the good life. He just doesn't get that. And so consequently, what he has to do is try to, again, what do I say the enemies of pleasure do? They are so miserable in their own lives that they have to inflict their misery upon others. And by the way, if Tennessee would have won, those cigars would have been broken out in the locker room. And I don't care whether or not the University of Tennessee is a non-smoking campus. One of their senior VPs or senior vice chancellors of finance and administration said, you know, enforcing something like that is going to be a tough issue, even if we don't allow smoking on the campus and in the stadium. Come on. When your team wins, it's a once-a-year tradition. So to Jack McElroy, the editor of the Knoxville News, I say to you, don't interfere with that tradition. If you want to live a miserable life, continue living a miserable life. But do not, in any way, shape, or form, impose your misery upon the Tennessee or Alabama football tradition.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Day.
The October 2018 Officers Club selection by now in hand to all of our Officers Club members, featuring a great group of cigars from A.J. Fernandez. The A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, and the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Maduro, getting great response to it. We enjoyed the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes on last week's show with a beautiful, exclusive A.J. Fernandez Rojita Nicaraguan wrapper. Very smooth, delightful notes of cinnamon and cedar. All the cigars that we put in the A.J. Fernandez sampler have been just getting great accolades. The A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, full-bodied, full flavor, loaded with power, no trace of harshness whatsoever. And the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Maduro, wrapped in a magnificent, oily, shiny Mexican San Andreas Moron wrapper. You will get great notes of chocolate, cream, light sweetness. So our A.J. Fernandez Officers Club October 2018 sampler off the charts. Now, for November, we're going to make the announcement next week on the show, but it is going to be a very nice sampler coming from Davidoff. And as we know, Davidoff's got their Davidoff, their Avo, the Camacho, the Griffins, huge lineup of great cigars. We're going to make the announcement next week, but the November 2018 Officers Club selection will be fantastic. If you are not a member of the Officers Club, go right now to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you three great cigars every month. Makes a great holiday gift. We're already looking at the holidays right around the corner. If you want to give a loved one, a husband, a boyfriend, a friend, a boss, some great cigars, get them a membership to the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com right now, $22.95, to join the Cigar Dave Officers Club. You may have never heard of this song, but in the early 60s, this actually was climbing the top 40 charts. A very big song back in the day by the fabulous rockers called Would I Still Be Loving You, made its way onto national radio. And the reason that I am playing this is because the founder of the fabulous rockers, a very good friend of mine for many years, neighbor, friend, just a fellow cigar connoisseur, great all-around guy, Dennis Pappello, Dr. Dennis Pappello, the founder of the Fabulous Rockers, noted heart surgeon, passed away October 25th at the age of 79. And, in fact, Dennis was my guest at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the flight line last February here in the cigar city of Tampa. And we would have a cigar together and a cocktail now and then. Just a wonderful guy, noted heart surgeon, but his first true love and his passion was music. And back in the 60s, he created this band, the Fabulous Rockers, and they played all around Tampa. I mean, thousands of people would play, and they played in New York's popular Peppermint Lounge. They had a song on the top 40. They performed along the likes of the Four Seasons, Jerry Lee Lewis, gave it up to go to med school and become a cardiac surgeon, very well-known cardiac surgeon, born in West Tampa, came back after studying out in California, back to his native cigar city, and the group was disbanded for a long time, but in 1994, he wanted to get the group back together, figured, okay, they'll have a one-time concert. They had 6,000 people that showed up at the Tampa Convention Center. By the way, Sergeant Steve, Easy Ed Pendino, who assists us on many of our engineering broadcasts. Ed's been doing engineering many of my shows long before you joined the crew, going back, I want to say, probably 20 years. Easy Ed used to go to all the concerts, knew Dennis very, very well. In fact, I saw him at one of the concerts about 5 years ago. Dennis told me, he said, you got to come. We're doing this concert at the Postal Carriers Hall. Pace was packed. And who do I see? Easy Ed Pendino and his lovely wife, Sandy. And he said, Dave, you don't realize how big these guys were in Tampa way back in the 60s. So
Ed was just telling me about him on Thursday at the Lightning game. I ran into Ed.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ed musician himself as well.
Yes, he is.
That's exactly right. So just a very interesting story, and so I wanted to send out my condolences to his wife, Lisa, and to his family. Dr. Dennis Pappello, good friend of mine, and for the National Cigar Litation Ceremony, I'm going to have a cigar unlit in microphone position number 2. And also, in microphone position number 3, we will have for the 11 congregants of the synagogue up in the Tree of Life Synagogue up in Pittsburgh, in Squirrel Hill, the Squirrel Hill area of Pittsburgh. We will have a cigar in their memory as well. Just a tragedy. And, you know, I said on Twitter, here are people that got up in the morning, Saturday morning, to go to synagogue, go to their temple, many of them to celebrate the birth of a child, a naming of a child, a bris, many of them to mourn the passing of a loved one, many of them to say a prayer for a friend or a loved one that was ill, many of them just to be amongst their fellow congregants, just to share Saturday morning services. And when they were getting ready, I assure you, none of them thought that would be their last day on earth. And unfortunately, a depraved psycho-lunatic goes in with hate-filled speech and assassinates 11 congregants, and there were multiple other injuries, including three from the Pittsburgh Police Department. Just unacceptable. And to politicize this event, when I see people saying that President Trump's rhetoric is like a Nazi and fascist, and just uncalled for. And, of course, you had the CNN and BSNBC, all trying to frame this narrative. And there were a number of congregants and even the rabbi of Tree of Life Synagogue saying, stop, do not politicize this. Just like when Bernie Sanders, one of his supporters, diehard supporters, went in and tried to assassinate a number of Republicans that were playing in Virginia on a practice softball field, Representative Scalise badly injured. We didn't look and say, well, it's all Bernie Sanders' fault or all the Democrats. Unfortunately, there are people that are psychologically and mentally unstable. They're the ones at fault. But to immediately try to paint a broad brush and say, oh, this is the rhetoric, please, enough. And on many of those Libstream media networks, we saw congregants push back when Andrea Mitchell or Cuomo or somebody from CNN tried to frame a narrative. They were stopped dead in their tracks. And the rabbi, when people said, oh, he's not welcome here, including the mayor of Pittsburgh, the rabbi said, he is welcome here. He's my president. And the number of people that were glad that President Trump came far outnumbered the protesters. Many of them were organized protesters that all had their political agenda. But these people on the left cannot stop. That's all they do is politicize things. When there's a tragedy, they politicize it. Now, all of a sudden, if you criticize them, you're a nationalist, you're a Nazi, you're homophobe, you're anti-Semitic, you're racist, you're xenophobe, you're anti-LGBT. Enough already. Enough. So to those 11 people who were murdered, may they rest in peace. We will pay tribute to their memory. Also, if you're a football fan like me, there was a guy that was an NFL insider before anybody else. Paul Zimmerman, known as Dr. Z, started writing about football with the New York Post, then went to Sports Illustrated, noted writer. This guy was just well-known. I mean, he was the insiders before there was an Adam Schefter and there was just any of the other ESPN insiders or NFL insiders. He was the guy. And if he was still writing when Twitter and social media was around, look out. He wrote The Thinking Man's Guide to Pro Football in 1971, before you had all the video breakdown and the websites, but just some great articles. And we're going to post a link to some of his well-known articles. The guy was well-known by everybody, respected. Even Bill Belichick paid tribute to him. Paul Zimmerman passing away at 86.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, one of the cigars that was released at this summer's Cigar Retailers Convention in Las Vegas, the Drew Estate Undercrown Sungrown. It is added to the lineup of other Drew Estate Undercrowns, the Undercrown Shade, and the Undercrown Maduro. The Undercrown Sungrown features an Ecuadorian Sumatra seed sungrown wrapper, a Connecticut River Valley stock cut cured sungrown Habano binder, and a blend of Nicaraguan fillers, one leaf extensively aged Lajero from the Nueva Segovia region, which is along the border of Honduras, which has been selected to enhance the strength of the blend. It's got a nice amount of flavor. It's a meaty cigar. A lot of flavor, but very, very pleasant. Very smooth. It's not going to overpower you. It's definitely not for somebody that wants a very mild cigar. But it's a very thick, hefty cigar. It's got some nice hints of espresso, some little spice, little cinnamon. Very nice cigar. And I have selected the Doble Corona. Double Corona, 7 inches in length with a 54 ring gauge, 54 64ths of an inch in diameter. Suggested retail of this cigar is going to be around $11, $10, $11, $12, depending on where you go, not including taxes. But a nice addition to the Drew Estate Under Crown lineup.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, I was in a rush this morning when I left the Pleasure Palace, and so I grabbed the first litation device, even though I have numerous here at Command Center Alpha. I figured, up, oh, it's right in my pocket. I'm just going to take this one. This is a nice little portable one, actually, that I got from Drew Estate. It's got like a nice little, looks like a Zippo lighter, but it's rubberized, little SST flame. You can hear that. Very lightweight. Nice. You know, you can get this wet a little bit, not a problem. So I will use that today. Got a little clear tank. I can see how much butane is still in here. Nothing extravagant, but it all does the same trick. Whether it is an inexpensive litation device, a match, whether it is one of the litation devices from the Cigar Dave R&D laboratories, makes no difference. As long as your cigar is properly lit, you are good to go.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. And as I toast the foot of this cigar, I remind you that in microphone position number 2, I have got a cigar in memory of my good friend, Dr. Dennis Papello, here in the Cigar City of Tampa, fellow cigar connoisseur and cardiac surgeon, as well as founder of the Fabulous Rockers that had some big success in the 1960s and played up until 2 days before he passed away. And in microphone position number 3 to memorialize and honor the 11 congregants of the Tree of Life, the Eitz Chaim Synagogue in Pittsburgh. We've got a cigar that shall remain unlit in microphone position number 3 in an ashtray as well. Let me toast the foot of my cigar here. Taking my time. No rush. Oh, and I've got a great story that I will tell you. What, talking about Karnak earlier, I can actually do a bit. Sergeant Steve, I'm going to do a Karnak bit with you, okay? I will do a Karnak bit with you. So I will actually have you, in just a few moments, hand me the envelope. I'll have to move from the control room over here to the Command Center Alpha studio. Hand me the envelope, and I will give you a reason that has, or a selection that has something to do with the election coming up on Tuesday. All right? So as I puff and rotate, taking our time. Nice. A lot of flavor. Great draw. Nice wrapper. Nice oily sheen. Feels good in the hand. Very nice. Okay. Let me blow on the foot of the cigar. Perfect. Fantastic. My Drew Estate Undercrown Sun Grown, properly lit. Prager Hoofar. All right. Now I need the proper accompaniment.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, we got off the month of September. The entire month we enjoy great American whiskeys and bourbons for National Bourbon Heritage Month. And then October, which wrapped up last week with our mega beer tasting maneuver edition of the Cigar Dave Show to commemorate the end of Cigar Oktoberfest, where we sampled beers throughout the entire month. I need a change of pace. So now I'm going to go into the winery category. I'm going to go into the vineyard. I'm going to go to the winery. I'm going to go to my wine cellar and pick out a lovely wine, one of my favorites, not going to break the bank, by one of my favorite vintners and wineries, Wagner Family Wines, that makes the very famous Conundrum. Originally the Conundrum White, but I have selected the Conundrum Red. A red wine blend that is unique and original to the Wagner family of wine products made in California. I've met Chuck Wagner when I was out visiting their winery. They make fantastic wines, a whole variety of great wines, including from Camus Vineyards. They've got their Mare Soleil, love their Mare Soleil whites. They've got Red Schooner, Amolo, but they're probably most famous for Conundrum, Camus, and Mare Soleil. Conundrum, you cannot go wrong with. The white is fabulous. The red, beautiful. I got the 2016 red. It is, when I tell you, an amalgamation of just tastes and varietals. There's some Petit Syrah. There's some Zinfandel. There's some Cabernet. It's got a nice richness, nice complexity. It goes with anything. It's not going to overpower you. It's very pleasant. Goes with a medium-bodied cigar, goes with a steak. I'll tell you what, I'd even have this with lobster or seafood. Can't go wrong with it. Ribs. Just got a nice, as I pour the wine here, pour that in here to the glass. Very nice as I swirl it around. Volatilizing the esters. Nice legs on this particular wine. Has a nice, deep, dark hue, almost like a blackberry color. Some nice scents of plum, a little floral, some coffee, a little oak. Let me say cheers, and I will take a sip. Soft, but then you get a little bit of the character of this red. Again, an amalgamation. You call it Conundrum, because they're in a conundrum. What do we use? What grapes? So they just started putting them all in, and they are absolutely fabulous. $20. And you can probably get it on sale even less than that. I've seen it for $15.99, $14.99, depending on where you go on sale. It's one of the kinds of wines, Conundrum Red, Conundrum White. Keep a few bottles at home, refrigerated. Well, the Conundrum Red you don't want to refrigerate, but the white you do. Keep a few bottles at home. It's the kind of wine that, look, sometimes you want to have, you've got friends over, but you don't want to break the bank. You don't want to break open a $30, $40, $50, $100 bottle of wine, maybe more. But you want to serve something nice. Conundrum, white and red, you can never go wrong with. So very nice. This is a very smooth, very approachable wine. Take another sip. And the original Conundrum White was released about 25 years ago. And 7 years ago, they broke their tradition and they launched the Conundrum Red. So a wine made from dark red varietals that's very pleasant, goes with cigars, nice meal, nice desserts. Can't go wrong with this. I'll take another sip. Another cigar, another puff of my cigar. And I will say that my cigar and libation experience is being enjoyed to the max. And again, I've got in microphone position number 2 and in microphone position number 3, 2 unlit cigars to memorialize one good friend, Dr. Dennis Papello, longtime friend, fellow cigar connoisseur, and in microphone position number 3, the 11 congregants of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh that were senselessly and violently murdered last week. 1 week today. All right. When we come back, I've got a few other things I want to get to, and then at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Mick the Brit from the European Theater of Operations. He is the colonel in charge of the European Theater of Operations based in a classified location within the London metropolitan area. A couple of items that we will get to in involving meat, and it was World Vegan Day on Thursday. We celebrate it appropriately, but I will bring all that up the top of next hour. Don't forget, if you are a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, by now you receive the October selection that is just off the charts from A.J. Fernandez. You cannot go wrong. We smoked the Bellas Artes last week. Beautiful cigar. Everything A.J. makes now is fantastic. In fact, I just heard that A.J. Fernandez and I think Hoji Blanco are collaborating on a Dominican cigar. So A.J.'s blending prowess being tapped into by other manufacturers in other countries. And if you are not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, we've got some great selections coming up. The November selection is going to be coming to us from the family of Davidoff Cigars. We will make the announcement next week what our selection will be. If you are not a member of the Officers Club, you need to join right now to partake in fabulous selections that are sent to you every month. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you three fantastic cigars every month. Hard to believe. We're already talking about November and Thanksgiving and the holidays. This makes the Officers Club membership makes a fabulous gift for your friend, loved one, boss, or anybody else you want to give a gift to that loves cigars. You can just, it's a month-to-month membership, so you just call back. Say if you want to give a six-month membership to the Officers Club, just put a little note in your contact file that on the sixth month or fifth month, go ahead and cancel the membership. Go to CigarDave.com once again, click on Officers Club, and join, whether it's for you, for a friend, makes a great holiday gift. All right, when we come back, got a couple of other things I want to get to before the top of the hour when we are joined by Mick the Brit from the European Theater.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. the general resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
And now, the great seer, soothsayer, and sage, Cigar Dave, the magnificent. Yes, as I come upon all of you, ready to hand out my wise prognostication and advice. And as I say, as I sit down here on my desk like Johnny Carson used to with a great Karnak, Johnny Carson didn't have to contend with his German Shepherd wanting to bring his bone to him every 2 seconds and throw it to him. I've got Pendragon's Royal Baron and Pendragon's Royal Sultan both with me today at Command Center Alpha. And Sultan, who's 13, is pretty mellow. He's just enjoying the cigar aroma, almost like he had the glass of wine, not me. Baron, on the other hand, looks like and sounds like he just had about 50 liters of pure caffeine. He is ready to go.
It's actually That's just seeing that silly hat you're wearing.
Now, wait a minute. If you have ever seen Johnny Carson do the great Karnak, he wears that big giant hat with the feather. I didn't know where to get one of those, so I took the Cigar Oktoberfest Lederhosen hat, the green hat with the feather, and I just basically made a couple of changes to it, but I still like a German prognosticator pimp. Same thing. Doesn't have the same Karnak look. However, the great Cigar Dave the Magnificent is ready today. You have something in your hot little hands, Sergeant Steve.
I hold in my hand the envelopes. As a child of four can plainly see, these envelopes have been hermetically sealed, kept in a jar of mayonnaise on a Funkin' Wagnalls porch since 10 a.m. today. No one knows the contents of these envelopes, but you, in your mystical and borderline divine way, will ascertain the answers, having never before heard the questions.
That is correct. And, by the way, talking about mayonnaise, was it preserved in a formerly used Hellman's mayonnaise bottle or Duke mayonnaise bottle or store brand, some off-name brand mayonnaise bottle? Do we know that?
It was Hellman's.
I prefer Duke's. It's a Southern thing, but I would rather have Duke's. However, Cigar Dave the Magnificent will still be able to make his prognostication. The envelope, please, Sergeant Steve. All right, thank you very much. Ah, yes, I have the envelope. All right, let me put it up to my head like the great Johnny Carson, Karnak the Magnificent did. Uh-huh, I'm seeing it. And again, the envelope is closed. The answer, don't know where to get stamps.
Don't know where to get stamps.
I just said that. Why are you repeating me?
Why are you repeating me?
May the fleas of 10,000 camels pee in your cup of soup. All right. The answer, as I said, don't know where to get stamps. As I open up the envelope, let me pull out. Why don't college students vote by absentee ballot?
That can't be true.
100% true. I kid you not. This is how pathetic it is. Even Cigar Dave the Magnificent knows this is pathetic. A Fairfax County focus group this summer found many college students who have received an absentee ballot failed to send it back because they did not know where to buy U.S. Postal Service postage stamps. And as the Fairfax County Office of Public Affairs manager said, that seems to be a hump that they can't get across. And the focus group included college interns from across numerous county departments. They all agree they knew lots of people who didn't send in their ballots because they didn't know where to get the stamp. Sergeant Steve, when you were in college, did you know where to get a postage stamp?
Absolutely.
The post office, ding, ding, ding.
You can get them at grocery stores or anywhere
grocery
now.
Grocery stores, Walgreens, they even have the machines. I mean, anywhere. It is incredible to me that college students today do not know where to buy a postage stamp. Now, they know where to go to get their double macchiato latte frappa mocha chino for $19.95, but they don't know where to get a postage stamp?
Can you send an absentee ballot in COD?
I bet you there are college students that figured, I don't know how to send the postage stamp, so I'll just go ahead and mail it, and maybe it'll get there. Now, in Florida, you don't need to put a stamp on the ballot. It's a return, has already the postage, everything you need. But all I can say is I hope that those college students in Virginia and maybe other places across the country that don't know where to get postage stamps, let's just hope they were libs that were going to cast a vote for a Dem instead of the red wave, which is coming up. Hopefully. We've got a big election on Tuesday. We will see. But it's just unbelievable to me today that the millennial generation, the entitled generation, you know, maybe if they would have handed out postage stamps at T-ball games and soccer games instead of participation trophies, maybe they would know where to get a stamp. But it is just incredible to me how people do not know how to function. Okay, you figure U.S. mail. You need a stamp. You go to the post office. Absolutely incredible. All right, next hour, we'll be joined by Mick the Brit in the European Theater of Operations. I have a whole group of items I must address with Mick. First of all, it was World Vegan Day on Thursday. By the way, Sergeant Steve, did you celebrate the same way I did World Vegan Day?
I put on my big green egg, a nice big filet.
Beautiful. That's exactly what I did. Nice big ribeye. And we sent out a graphic. I mean, first of all, who comes up with these cockamamie days? These holiday, you know, these World Blueberry Day, World Vegan Day, World Hug Your Pet Day. I don't know who comes up with these cockamamie days. But we found out about it in the evening, and I said, Sergeant Steve, we have got to post the graphic. And we had a world, and we'll retweet it out. We'll send it out and post it on social media. World Vegan Day with a giant picture of a big, juicy steak with a big slash red line across World Vegan Day. And we had hashtag people eating tasty animals. And all I can say is, I hope I totally perturbed and ruined World Vegan Day for all the vegans that are across the globe. So we'll get into a little World Vegan Day story. In Britain, a number of Brits have reduced eating meat. Now we're seeing the wave saying we have to give up meat to save the planet from climate change. We'll get to that. And also, we'll talk to Mick the Brit about Prince Charles. The lad has trouble doing basic tasks. So we will get into that in hour number two. Also, Washington, D.C. wants to let 16-year-olds vote. So we can't smoke a cigar until we're 21. You can't own a gun until you're 21. Can't have a drink till you're 21, but they want to let you vote when you're 16. Hour number two of the Cigar Day.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump made a return trip to Florida this weekend to help Republicans in two big races.
For the second time in 4 days, the president came here to the Sunshine State, hoping to help GOP candidates for governor and senator. He stumped for Rick Scott, who faces incumbent Democrat Senator Bill Nelson, and for Ron DeSantis to succeed Scott as governor. The president told a Saturday evening rally that this year's midterms are the most important of our lives. Greg Clugston with the president in Pensacola, Florida.
Around the country today, Jews and Gentiles alike attended Shabbat services at local synagogues in support of the victims and families of the Pittsburgh congregation who were gunned down a week ago.
It's such a tragedy that happened in Pittsburgh, and I was touched by the calling of the Jewish community to welcome non-Jews into their synagogues today. So I couldn't resist, and I came. It was a wonderful feeling.
Last Saturday morning, a 46-year-old gunman entered the Tree of Life congregation just as Shabbat services were beginning and started shooting, eventually killing 11 people, wounding six others before he was arrested. It was the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. Authorities say three Girl Scouts and one woman picking up trash on the side of a western Wisconsin road were killed in a hit-and-run crash. Lake Halley Police Department said the driver of the pickup that hit the group this morning fled the scene but later turned himself in. A fourth girl struck by the pickup was in critical condition. And courts show the 40-year-old man identified as the shooter in a yoga studio had previously been arrested for grabbing women. Police say the suspect shot six people, killing two, pistol-whipping another person, and injuring several others before he turned the gun on himself. Police are still trying to figure out a motive. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
A California mother who cares for her disabled daughter is suing a union that represents home health care workers because she said the group will not let her cancel her membership.
Dolores Polk says in the lawsuit filed in Sacramento Federal Court that a telemarketer with the Service Employees International Union pressured her to join and failed to properly inform her that she could decline membership. The suit brought by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation is the latest in a string of cases nationwide that challenge strict rules on when members can leave the union. Polk says she tried to cancel her membership soon after joining, but was notified that she had to do so in writing and would have to wait nearly a year to do so. Keith Peters reporting.
The Washington Post is reporting Seattle-based Amazon is in advanced talks to open its second headquarters, this one in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, in an area known as Crystal City in Arlington, Virginia. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal appeals court rejected the Georgia Secretary of State's appeal in a lawsuit involving absentee ballots.
Friday's ruling comes amid the hotly contested Georgia governor's race between Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Brian Kemp, who is Georgia's Secretary of State. Voting rights groups had sued over Georgia's practice of rejecting absentee ballots and applications because of a mismatched signature is unconstitutional. A district judge granted a temporary restraining order blocking election officials from rejecting absentee ballots based on the signature issue without giving voters a chance to contest the decision. Patrick Voss reporting.
The Washington, D.C. City Council will vote later this month on a bill that would lower the voting age to 16 for all elections, both local and federal. The 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees citizens and 18 and older the right to vote, but scholars say it does not prevent a state, or in this case the nation's capital, from setting a still lower age. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
This is just a tragic story. Alec Baldwin arrested yesterday, charged with assault after punching a man in a parking dispute. Why am I not surprised? Nothing surprises me with this clown. His TV shows have been a disaster. He's not funny on SNL. And I hope that when he goes in front of a judge, the judge looks and says, Alec Baldwin, you are guilty. I charge you, or your sentence is the death penalty. You are getting whacked. I don't care if it's by lethal injection, 10 lethal injections, by strangulation, by... Oh, my rhetoric is getting overheated. Oh, good. No problem. If I tick off the enemies of conservatives or anyone else, no problem in any way, shape, or form. But I hope the judge throws the book at this clown, Alec Baldwin. Police. And by the way, I just get a kick out of hearing all these libs saying, we have to tone down our rhetoric. We have to we have to campaign on the issues. The difference is President Trump finally figured out that the other Republican candidates could never figure out. McCain, Bush, Romney. The Dems would always talk a good game, but then they would always hit the Republicans right in the nads. Well, in previous candidates, they would always just sit there, take it, bend over, and go, oh, it's killing me. Trump got up and said, you hit me in the nads, I'm going to kick you 10 times harder in the nads, and then when I'm done, I'm going to slug you right in the schnoz. And, of course, the Democrats said, wait a minute, we finally have a candidate that knows how to beat us at our own game. We have to start crying, and we have to start saying this isn't fair. We have to tone down the rhetoric. So if my rhetoric was too hot on Alec Baldwin, too damn bad. We are not politically correct on this show. And by the way, if you differ with me on what I have to say, no problem. Communicate with me, CigarDave@CigarDave.com, or let me know at on social media. I have absolutely no problem. But by the way, I should tell you, if you are going to engage in debate with me, on any topic, whether it's political, whether it's historical, whether it's any topic, you throw the topic out. I will do my research. You will never win. And the reason is I debate on fact, not on fiction. And so whenever I have gone up against on other radio stations or TV appearances, TV interviews, against someone else that has a divergent opinion as me, it is amazing how they start to run and hide. When you deal with fact, they say, oh, I can't take, you're not dealing rationally, I'm going to end this conversation, I can't deal with you. That's how they always, when they do that, you know you have won the debate, because then they have no more fact. And again, it just amazes me, whenever I get into a discussion or debate with someone, I'm more than happy to engage in rational conversation. I can disagree without being disagreeable. I don't have to get personal. But then all of a sudden, the other party, whenever you're debating them, their facts don't hold up. You're beating them. They just get personal, and that's the end of that. You know, talking about our last hour, it still amazes me that college students do not know where to buy a postage stamp to slap on their absentee ballot.
Well, and it's even easier now because you don't have to lick them.
Sergeant Steve, licking is the best part. Haven't you ever heard of Stampalingus? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing that with something else. My mistake. Yes, Stampalingus. There you go. Well, never ends. All right. On Thursday, it was World Vegan Day. And to celebrate, Sergeant Steve, you said you threw on, what, a nice big steak on the big green egg?
I did, but I should say I did participate in World Vegan Day since I sautéed some mushrooms to put on that steak.
Very good. I had some grilled asparagus that I grilled in my cast iron skillet after I made a very nice ribeye that was medium rare Pittsburgh style, charred, absolutely delicious. Well, there was an article that appeared on Thursday on Bloomberg.com with the headline, Save the Climate, Eat Less Red Meat. Now, what have I been saying for the last umpteen months? Actually, probably over a year, that we have seen now this movement to encourage the world to go vegan, stop eating meat, by using climate change as their front. That's their whole tactic, saying, well, we have to, because when you look at what one food product takes the most global resources and global warming, and with cows with their flatulence causes methane gas, which erodes at the ozone, we got to stop eating meat. We got to stop eating pork, eating red meat, eating any sort of animal product. And here's the, I'm going to give you some excerpts from this opinion piece by Jessica Fenzo. Save, and by the way, can you hear, Sergeant Steve, can you hear Barron now with this little squeaker thing in the background?
Start talking vegans and he gets all worked up.
Exactly. And you know, you'll never believe. I mean, literally, it looks like a little vegan. Come here, Barron. Hold on a second. Give that to me. You're not going to squeak that. I mean, I have got, he's 7 months old. And by the way, Sergeant Steve, we should post some pictures of Barron when we got him, when he was 8 weeks, when we did a show early on back in May. I will also post a picture of what Barron looks like now. He is 87 pounds and not done growing. He's probably going to be about 130 to 140 when he's done. But you can hear in the background, as soon as we start talking about vegans eating less red meat, hey, Barron likes eating red meat. No ifs, ands, or buts. So here's the article. The way we eat is going to have to change. That is, if we are to preserve a livable climate on Earth. A new international study makes this clear. Over the next three decades, the food system's impact on the environment stands to at least double if humanity carries on eating the way it does now. The negative effects include pollution and species loss. Wait a minute. We got plenty of cows. We keep breeding more and more cows and pigs. There's no problem with species loss. Cows aren't going away. So there is factual point error number one in this article. She goes on to say the greatest threat by far is posed by greenhouse gas emissions from growing, processing, packaging, and transporting food. More than two-thirds of those food-related emissions come from meat production, according to 23 researchers involved in a study led by Oxford University. Hence their critical recommendation, consumers, especially those living in certain high-income countries where meat is a significant part of the daily diet, are going to have to cut back and adopt a more plant-based flexitarian diet. I say, Screw that. Not going to happen. Here's the reality. If you eliminated every single cow on the planet, that's going to not lead to a lick of one iota in terms of climate change difference. And as I've said before, why is it that the enemies of meat, why is it that the supposed climate changers, we hear about the climate change deniers, I'm calling it the climate changers, why do they keep stating, the science is settled, we have to cut off debate? What did I just say a few minutes ago? When they can't win on the facts, they go to close the argument. No, I can't argue with you anymore. It's done. What do we hear all the time from these climate changers? Oh, the science is settled. It's done. All these scientists already agree. We don't need any more debate. You are the one that is wrong because everybody else says it's right. Well, I remind every one of those climate changers that there was a time when the entire Earth, or all the population on the Earth believed the Earth was flat and not round. And there was a minority of people that said, no, the Earth is round. And there was a majority that said, nope, the Earth is flat, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And if they were alive today, they'd say, the science is settled, that's it, every scientist agrees, overwhelming majority of scientists agree, the Earth is flat, end of discussion, we can't argue anymore, that's it, we have to do something. So the reality is, whenever these people, these enemies of meat, or these pro-vegan, I don't even, what do we call them, pro-vegan, pro-veganers, veganites, pro-veganites, whenever these pro-veganites say, we have to eliminate eating red meat and you have to change your diet, what business is it of theirs? They just don't like the fact that we like eating meat and chicken. So they create this false mantra that, oh, we have to save the planet with all the climate change going on. It is nonsense. Cows have been on this planet for thousands of years. Nothing is going to change if you add or reduce the cattle population. And that brings me to the next story. And this is why I want to bring in Mick the Brit, colonel in charge of the European Theater of Operations, based in a classified location somewhere in the London Ford Theater of Operations. Mick the Brit, are you there?
Indeed I am. And
this is London calling.
There you go, sir.
Good sound effect, Mick. Very good. London calling. Sterling, Mick. Sterling, as you would say. Mick.
Indeed. Yes, sir.
A report in The Guardian, headline, third of Britons have stopped or reduced eating meat, according to a report. And the story says, 1 in 8 Brits are now vegetarian or vegan, according to a report on food shopping that underlines a revolution in the UK's eating habits. A further 21% claim to be flexitarian, where a largely vegetable-based diet is supplemented occasionally with meat. Actually, I'm 100% meatitarian. I believe in eating more meat.
Indeed, General. Me too. I'm definitely a bona fide meatitarian. When they say a flexitarian, General, you're actually one of those. Because, you know, sometimes you have a salad.
Yes.
Instead of meat. Well, guess what? That's when you...
But that is not a... A flexitarian is be considered where they eat a largely vegetable-based diet, where it's supplemented occasionally with meat. I enjoy my vegetables, I enjoy my salads, but I'm not a flexitarian. I am a carnivore. Now, that means a third of UK consumers have deliberately reduced the amount of meat they eat or removed it from their diet entirely. And again, what's the one excuse that people are pointing to? The debate over countering climate change, saying that avoiding meat and dairy products is the single best way consumers can reduce their environmental impact on the planet. Now, again, it's not just meat. They're going after dairy products, okay? They're going after cheese. They're going after milk because why? Cows are involved in the production of milk. The number of vegans in the UK who shun all animal products, including dairy and eggs, has grown fourfold in the past 4 years from 150,000 to 600,000, according to the Vegan Society. Can you imagine, Mick, what do you think the Vegan Society, a meeting of the Vegan Society, is like? First of all, every vegan I've ever seen that's 100% vegan, they look deathly ill. They have no color whatsoever. They look ashen color. They're drawn out. They look bony. They look like they're, about to croak at any second.
Yeah, they should have been trick-or-treating last night.
Yeah, trick-or-treat for steak, please. Trick-or-treat for a Big Mac. And here's another fact, Mick, real quickly. 60% of vegans and 40% of vegetarians surveyed said they had adopted the lifestyle over the past 5 years. 55% citing animal welfare concerns, 45% health reasons, 38% environmental issues. People in the 18 to 34 age group were more likely to switch to veganism, with much less enthusiasm among over 55s. But the vegan and vegetarian respondents said they did miss bacon sandwiches and pork scratchings. What is a pork scratching, Mick? Please tell me.
Yeah, General, it's kind of like a potato chip, but it's deep fried with pork.
A pork? Oh, so it's a pork rind.
Oh, yes, it's a pork rind. Yes, of course, yeah. And I eat that.
A pork rind or a pork rind?
No, a pork rind.
A pork.
General, look, it's as simple as fat. The body needs fat. You can run on carbs, you can run on fat. But I'm telling you, if you run on fat, that you will lose weight, you will reverse type 2 diabetes. You know, the guy that said breakfast is the most important meal of the day, guess what? That was Mr. Kellogg's. And
that's
what?
Correct. The cereal guys. Yeah. And by the way, when you look at cereal, even like Raisin Bran, you think, okay, Raisin Bran is going to be healthy. You look at the sugar content that's in it and the sodium content. That is you are better off to have 6 eggs than you are a bowl of cereal or a half a bowl of cereal. No doubt about it.
And people are cottoning on to this now, General. And this is the repercussions of this. You have to follow the money, as you always say. And, the sugar lobby is very big. And, of course, there's more profit to be made from food that's got label on it than hasn't got labels on it. That's a fact.
Now, Mick, we know that Brits love their meat. Now, their steak isn't as good as the meat here in the U.S., Mick. Got to tell you.
I agree with that, General, 100%, yes.
Little tough. But when you look at many of the British staples, go ahead and give us, like, bangers and mash. That's meat. That's sausage.
Exactly. It's sausage and mashed potato. The British staple would really, and the Irish to some effect, would be meat and 2 veg. So you'd have meat every day with 2 vegetables, whether it be potatoes or cabbage, greens, whatever. But, the British staple would be definitely meat and 2 veg.
Shepherd's pie. Is shepherd's pie as big in Britain as it is in Ireland?
Yes. Yeah,
Shepherd's pie.
Right.
Let's even take it to fish. Fish and chips. I mean, true vegans don't eat fish.
That's right. They don't. But they might wear leather shoes or use leather handbags.
Right. So on one hand, a good point there, Mick. Right. On one hand, oh, no, I don't eat this or that. But yet, you hit it. Leather shoes, leather belt, leather wallet. Leather products out the yin-yang. You're exactly right. So, Mick, tell me, have you seen anybody? You are in the European Theater of Operations. You run the Intel operation. Have you noticed an uptick in the number of vegans and vegetarians in the people that you come across?
No, not really. There's one or two vegetarian-type restaurants, shall we say. But remember, I live in a very cosmopolitan city like New York, for example. So, yes, there's one or two new nouveau riche type restaurants popping up, but there's also a plethora of burger, real burger restaurants type of thing. So, yeah, five guys, there's the real burger. There's all sorts of burger.
Five Guys is horrible. That's not real burgers. I don't care for their burgers. By the way, did you notice? I don't know if you heard the barks in the background. Did you pick that up?
Yes, I did.
All right, that's Baron. When we started talking about no meat, he started barking and got very, very upset. I mean, very, I'm not going to feed him anymore. Don't worry, Baron. You're going to get your meat. Don't worry. We're just talking about vegetarians for educational purposes. Don't worry. We're going to let your chompers have plenty of meat. Don't worry. Relax.
That's right.
And by the way, Mick.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mick.
I was going to say, here's something I know you might learn something from. Back in the day when I was planting some roses in my garden here, my backyard here, my dad would say, Brit father would say, put some bone meal in there. That will help the roses grow. So, in fact, General, even plants eat meat, if you like. It's bone meal. It's granulated animal bone that you put in as a fertilizer.
And yes, just don't feed it to other cows or you get mad cow, like we know that
exactly,
happened in Britain.
Exactly.
Exactly. But, yeah. Don't want to do that.
No.
By the way, Mick, Pendragon's Royal Baron. Baron, who's now 7 months old, who's about 87 pounds. He's taller than you are. No bull. I kid you not. He's taller than you are. All right. Now, Mick, I got another item that I would like to get to. Two things.
Yes.
First up, this is very interesting. As we know, the great British Prime Minister, Sir Winston Churchill, famous for his love of cigars. Everywhere you went, or every picture, he always had a big cigar chomping on his, that he was chomping on, all at the end of his chompers. Always.
Indeed,
but during World War II, security officials feared the cigars, which Britain's leader often received as gifts, could prove to be a fatal security flaw. According to a new book called Agent Jack, author Robert Hutton says MI5 was concerned that the Nazis, the Deutsches, could poison Churchill's cigars, coating their tips with cyanide or another potent poison. So the Brits were involved in counter-espionage efforts through MI5. Do you know how they tested his cigars to make sure they weren't tainted or poisoned?
What you're saying is absolutely true, but I don't know the exact process of them testing to see whether they were tainted.
Ah, Mick, I know. I have the information in front of me. They would X-ray every box of cigars, and then they would extract a sample of tobacco. They would grind it up in saline and inject it into mice to check if it was safe. And if the mouse didn't croak, Churchill got the cigars. If he did croak, which he didn't, Churchill would not have gotten the cigars. But wait, there's more. Another problem arose when the Prime Minister, when Churchill was gifted a slab of Virginia ham by a French general. Churchill, of course, loved his food, loved his cigars, and he loved his spirits, his libations. So he was delighted. He announced he was going to have the ham for breakfast the next morning. Major panic went through his service protection detail, and how could they test the ham in time without the Prime Minister realizing it? So what they did is they cut a slice, they fed it to the Medical Research Council's cat and watched it closely. If it survived, Churchill was allowed to have the ham for breakfast, which it did. So two interesting stories about Winston Churchill back during WW2. And you don't think about those things, but, you know, when somebody gifts you something, you got to be careful.
Oh, yes, especially at that time, which was, very prominent in them days, history changing, and yes, it did have an effect.
Talking about history, Mick, there has been an effort to revise history by photoshopping the cigar out of Churchill's mouth. There was a big Churchill exhibition in London a few years ago, and they tried to revise history. Unacceptable. The enemies of pleasure were totally wrong and got called out for it.
Yeah, absolutely, General, and you pointed this out, and I remember when you pointed this out on the show here a few years ago now. You're absolutely right, and that's the problem. And, of course, whilst we're talking about WW2, of course, next week, General, on Sunday, is the 11th of the 11th. It is the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day.
That is correct, and we'll have a special Veterans Day edition of the Cigar Dave Show. More with Mick the Brit as we continue with Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers around the corner.
The General is always on Twitter,
delivering breaking news,
giving you the latest intel on cigars,
and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tofu. Alpha males run on meat, steak, cigars, and Cigar Dave, the trifecta of pleasure.
And my protective canine security detail runs on meat as well. That would be Pendragon's Royal Sultan and Pendragon's Royal Baron, German Shepherds. Oh, wait a minute. Mick the Brit, as we rejoin Mick. Did I offend you by saying German Shepherds? I believe in England they're known as Alsatian Wolf Dogs.
Well, Alsatians. But now
Alsatians.
Yes, sir. And now we call them German Shepherds as well.
Ah, okay, good. You have reverted now that everything's okay with the Krauts. You have reverted back to calling them German Shepherds. I didn't want to offend you there, Mick. I didn't want you to go into an alpha safe space.
No fear of that with me, General.
Ah, okay, fantastic. By the way, Mick the Brit, what cigar are you enjoying now as we conduct alpha male broadcast pleasure maneuvers?
Indeed. It would be a short Romeo and Julieta Churchill.
Cubano or from the Dominican Republic?
Cubano, come on.
I don't know if you saw that, but yesterday, President Donald Trump is announced that he is going to firm up some sanctions. A couple of days ago, John Bolton talked about the triumvirate of evil, and that would be Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. And I think we're going to see the embargo tightened up. All the relaxations under the Obama administration are probably going to go away. So, Mick the Brit, you're enjoying a Romeo y Julieta short Churchill.
Yes.
From Cuba. Where do you buy your cigars, by the way, in London, Mick?
Well, sometimes it's from a friend of a friend, and other times it's St. James's, the very shop where Winston Churchill would buy his cigars there in St. James's.
Foxy's Cigars, well known, very well known. Well, talking about, the reason we brought you on initially, Mick, is first of all talking about the fact that Brits are now, more of them are going to become vegans and vegetarians, which very concerned. Of course, we want to make sure you're doing your part to make sure that England does not go vegan.
No, that won't happen, General. And like I said before, this is coming about now because people are realizing if you eat fat, it's as simple as fat, .com even. If you eat fat, then you will, you're going to lose weight. You'll feel better. You won't be on all the meds that you're on. I mean, Big Pharma is involved in this and the big food industry. And this is just, you know, the Guardian newspaper, General, let me tell you, is a liberal, left-leaning newspaper. The sort of people that read, the Guardian are sandal-wearing, tree-hugging, tofu-eating people. And their readership isn't really that big now.
Well, Britain doesn't run on tofu, I will tell you that.
No, sir, we do not.
Well,
oh, by the way, General, talking about simple as fat, which means high fat, low carbs, high fat, absolutely no sugar. Okay? And since I last saw you, General, are you sitting down, General?
I'm sitting down on my palatial, comfortable leather chair.
I think you better brace yourself now, sir, because since the last time I saw you, I've not drunk beer.
Just whiskey.
Yeah, I didn't say I was off the alcohol. I just said I haven't drank beer.
No Guinness for you, Mick. So when you refuel, only the hard stuff.
Yes, sir. Yeah, or wine, red wine, or white wine. Yeah, that's fine.
Are Guinness sales worldwide down?
Perhaps, Steve. Perhaps.
Massively. Especially in Britain because of Mick.
Indeed. But because when the carbs hit your body, it turns into sugar eventually, and that's the stuff that hangs around your gut. So,
like
I say, so off the carbs, no bread, no rice, no pasta. I know it does take getting used to, but as a result of that, it's been found that people that eat pasta, people that have been eating carbs, let me put it another way. When Whitey turned up in, Australia, the Aborigines didn't have the problems they got today with obesity, with diabetes, etc. And I would say the same for the Native Americans there, you know, where there were wild bison and buffalo roaming around there. You know, now we've got modern farming. So, yeah, high fat, low carb, that's the way to go, General.
Well, I think when you look at the way people used to eat before all the processed foods and the chemicals and processed foods and sugar, high laden sugar and sodium, you know, you have a steak. Think about this. I was just talking about this to somebody yesterday where they were just telling me that they said, yeah, you know, that their bane is like potato chips. And we all love potato chips. And they were saying, and I said, you know, have you ever looked to see, like, a regular bag of potato chips usually has like 7 servings, and there's 160 calories. It's either 130 or 160 calories in a bag of chips. So if you just take, let's just split the middle, okay, and say 145 times seven servings, that is 1,015 calories. So 1,000 calories. You are better off to go have a 8-ounce or 12-ounce, as an example, an 8-ounce sirloin is going to run about 360 to 390 calories, depending on how you prepare it. Think about that for a second. You are better off to eat a steak than you are a bag of potato chips. And when you're done with a steak, you'll feel far better and satiated than eating the potato chips.
Yes. I now feel I have more energy and I feel more focused because I'm not on the carbs. I'll give you another example, General. What would you say is healthier? Your cereal with toast and fruit juice for breakfast or my double eggs, double bacon, double sausage, and coffee with double cream? Which one
would
you say?
Well, let's put it this way. I would say that, but however, I will have the eggs, and maybe I'll have, not double sausage, maybe I'll have one sausage or a couple of strips of bacon, but I won't have the cream in my coffee, and I do not eat fruit until at least usually 2 o'clock, and the reason being is the worst thing you can do is have fruit, which is sugar. It's good sugar, but it's still sugar. Your body starts running on sugar instead of fueling it with protein and fat to run on. So there are many technical aspects we could get into, but when I see people, you know, go to a hotel for breakfast, and at the buffet you'll see they'll start off with cereal, then a bagel, then their jam, then they'll have a muffin before they even get to the eggs or anything else, and then the fruit, I'm like, oh man, just looking at them, I want to go fall asleep because I feel the sugar rush already. But it's once you train yourself to eat that way. And the other thing that I believe in, after doing a lot of study, is intermittent fasting. So if you can limit your eating to about 8 hours a day, whereby the remainder of the day, the other 16 hours, you are not eating, you're not grazing, that allows your body to get out of to burn all the glucose out, and then you start burning fat for fuel much better. I'm now trying to eat between only 1:30 and 7:30, 7:45 at the latest. And it is incredible. If you stick to that and do about, 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 calories by eating steak or seafood or fish with vegetables, it's amazing how quickly the pounds come off.
Yes, indeed, General. In fact, you don't even have to count calories. You just
they say that, but I really weigh everything. And to me, if you're really going to be good about it. Now, once you get to a point where you want to maintain, you're pretty good. And the other thing is weigh yourself every day. If you weigh yourself every day, if you get above 1 or 2 pounds, boom, you get right on it, and then you burn it right off. And that's the key, because otherwise it starts creeping up. Trust me, I know. So you got to always keep an eye on it. All right, well, somebody that doesn't have to keep an eye on anything because he's got servants and butlers and valets or valets, as they say, for him is Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, who is now 69 years of age. And I know, Mick, you are a big fan of the royal family. You just love the Queen, Her Majesty, and Prince Charles because their work is so important to the British Empire. They just are so important to the day-to-day lives of Brits.
General, I will say that you, the Americans, are fawning over yourselves when we have a royal wedding or we have a royal birth. They're all parked up outside Buckingham Palace giving live, now and happening reports from London about what's going on.
Well, that's the media. That's not me, Mick. I could give a damn. I didn't even watch. There was that last royal wedding. I didn't even know it was on. I could care less. Who cares? But I know you're a big royal. I mean, you love the royals. Why do you love the royals so much, Mick?
Why do I love them? Because they've always been there, indeed, like the Pope. They're a good, not necessarily a great example, but what I'm trying to say is they're a good rock bed, a good foundation that this United Kingdom is built upon.
Yes, and you basically pay the freight for them to live in 400 castles and umpteen planes. And jewels, and what does it cost the British taxpayers? $300-400 million a year?
Yeah, but they generate their own income, of course. And, of course, we have tourists that come and look and watch and observe.
How do they generate their own income? Does Queen Elizabeth go to work? Wait. Does Queen Elizabeth go to work in the factory, or does she go work in an office? Is she a receptionist? What does Prince Charles do? Tell me, how do they create their own income?
They own properties. Prince Charles owns
farms. They own properties that were given to them by the Brits, the citizens, who knows how long ago.
Well, exactly. But what I'm trying to say is, General, out of my own personal taxation, it cost me less than one British sterling pound per year.
And that's one British sterling pound too much, Mick. All right, let me give you this story. Prince Charles, reportedly, there's a new book, or correction, there's a new documentary on Amazon Prime called Serving the Royals Inside the Firm, and Charles has earned a special nickname among the staff at Clarence House, the Pampered Prince, because according to that new documentary, Prince Charles needs help doing just about everything. His pajamas are pressed every morning. His shoelaces are pressed flat with an iron. The bath plug has to be in a certain position, and the water temperature has to be just tepid. Wait a minute. Is that bath plug, or is that some other plug?
No, that's the bath plug, General.
Okay, just checking on that.
Yeah.
According to Princess Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell, even said that Charles has his valets squeeze 1 inch of toothpaste onto his toothbrush every morning. Are you kidding me? Prince Charles is too damn lazy to unscrew the toothpaste cap and take a dab of toothpaste, an inch of toothpaste, and put it on his own damn toothbrush? Are you kidding me? And you as a Brit are thrilled with this family, Mick? Come on.
General, for one moment, let me...
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin. And in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Fallen into my waste paper bin, would you pick it up? And it was only a few feet away. Now, come on. Isn't that a little ridiculous that Prince Charles
I think the former butler of Princess Diana, I think that is a little bit of a ridiculous story. I don't necessarily, I know, again, he does the television interviews over there and Americans because they, he was, you know, Diana's butler. But no, he's not really looked well upon here in the UK, General.
Well, wait, as Ron Popeil would say, but wait, there's more. Or Paul Harvey would say, page two. Apparently, Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, brings his own toilet seat with him when he travels, changes outfits 5 times a day, only recently learned what saran wrap is, and never shows up to a dinner party without his own food. That's great. He goes to a dinner party and says, excuse me, this food shall be for me only. Now, most people, if they go to a party, they say, hey, I brought enough food for everybody here. I brought dessert. I brought this. No, this is just for me. You cannot touch my royal food, my royal toilet seat. Saran wrap, what an unique invention. It's just sterling to learn what saran wrap is. This guy comes across as a dumb buffoon, as a pampered, spoiled, rotten, dumbass pain in the ass. That's what he comes across as, Mick.
Right, that's perception, General, but the truth is probably something else. Can we leave it there?
No, the truth is he is pampered, and you're covering for it because you Brits, I know, you love the royal family, but there's got to be a growing percentage of Brits that say, why on earth are we paying for these clowns to live the good life while we're schlepping away at our jobs every day?
Yes, there is. That comes with the younger generation. But I'll give you a couple of, examples, as well as Her Majesty the Queen being Queen of England, Scotland, Britain. She's also Queen of Australia, head of the Commonwealth, etc. They had a, I think they had a referendum, shall we say, in Australia, whether to do, you know, become a republic in Australia, and they said no, we want to, you know, maintain Her Majesty the Queen as head of state. And likewise, in Spain...
Because she does so much for Australia. She's involved in so much down there.
Her Majesty the Queen does, when she's in residence at Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle, Balmoral, she actually has to sign papers and...
She has to sign papers, Mick. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm signing my name right now. Wait a minute. See if you can hear this.
Yes.
Oh, the pain from signing my name. Oh, it's so important work, signing my signature. Come on, Mick, you can't be serious.
I know for a fact that Her Majesty the Queen, because being head of the Commonwealth, some of the places in the Commonwealth have the death penalty, shall we say. I know for a fact she signed a document giving somebody stab execution.
Well, good for her. Having to sign her name, so much work having to sit down and take a pen and sign it. Oh, that's worth the $400 million a year. All right, when we come back, stay right there, Mick. The final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next. Jolly good, folks.
Never miss a minute of the show
when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app
for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices.
You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device.
Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store.
Search Cigar Dave.
The October 2018 Officers Club selection by now in hand to all of our Officers Club members, featuring a great group of cigars from A.J. Fernandez. The A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, and the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Maduro, getting great response to it. We enjoyed the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes on last week's show, with a beautiful, exclusive A.J. Fernandez Rojita Nicaraguan wrapper. Very smooth, delightful notes of cinnamon and cedar. All the cigars that we put in the A.J. Fernandez sampler have been just getting great accolades. The A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, full-bodied, full flavor, loaded with power, no trace of harshness whatsoever. And the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Maduro, wrapped in a magnificent, oily, shiny Mexican San Andreas Moron wrapper. You will get great notes of chocolate, cream, light sweetness. So our A.J. Fernandez Officers Club 2018, October 2018 sampler off the charts. Now for November, we're going to make the announcement next week on the show, but it is going to be a very nice sampler coming from Davidoff. And as we know, Davidoff's got their Davidoff, their Avo, the Camacho, the Griffins, huge lineup of great cigars. We're going to make the announcement next week, but the November 2018 Officers Club selection will be fantastic. If you are not a member of the Officers Club, go right now to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you three great cigars every month. Makes a great holiday gift. We're already looking at the holidays right around the corner. If you want to give a loved one, a husband, a boyfriend, a friend, a boss, some great cigars, get them a membership to the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com right now, $22.95, to join the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. Defending your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's the General, Cigar Dave.
Final segment, along with Mick the Brit from the London Theater of Operations and the UK Theater of Opera. By the way, Mick, how's Brexit going? Have you guys left yet? What the hell?
The politicians, General. Same as problem in your country as well, I guess, with what the president's
trying. No. We've got a president that gets stuff done. You got Theresa May. Trust me, if you had President Donald Trump negotiating, you would have been gone already. All right, Mick, let me final story here I want to get to. We've got the big election coming up on Tuesday. Now, as you know, the last number of years we have seen the increase in legal age in many municipalities and states to purchase a cigar has gone from 18 to 21, to buy a gun from 18 to 21, to have a alcoholic libation from 18 to 21. So everywhere we look, 18-year-olds are not mature enough to decide to smoke a cigar themselves, to own a gun, or to have an alcoholic libation. Meanwhile, at 18, you can put your life on the line and die for your country. Well, in Washington, D.C., the city council, preparing to vote on a bill that just won approval in the Judiciary and Public Safety Committee on Thursday to lower the voting age to 16 for all elections, both local and federal. Now, and it's going to be voted on later this month. The 26th Amendment in the U.S. Constitution guarantees citizens 18 and older the right to vote. Scholars have said it doesn't prevent a state, or in this case, the nation's capital, from setting a lower age. This is absurd. Again, you have to be 21 to smoke a cigar, to buy a cigar, a gun, or have a drink, but now they're smart enough to let people vote. You want to know why? Because the only people they can get to vote Democrat are the 16-year-olds who are too stupid to realize the vote they're casting. But again, this is the hypocrisy. Mick the Brit, it's absurd. Real quick, Mick, what's... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, General, we've got the same situation here. You've got the Scottish Democrat Party trying to do the same thing in Scotland, and also Labour, the Liberals here, also crying for the same thing.
Cigar Dave, the General, reminding you, vote red.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Pacific Justice Institute convinced a Marin County Superior Court to declare a voter-approved local property tax unconstitutional as applied to a local church. Cities cannot relabel their taxes to get around the tax-exempt status of churches in the state of California.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump wrapped up a two-day campaign dash in Florida this evening, with still more travel to come.
During his final push before Tuesday's elections, the president traveled to four states in three time zones on Friday and Saturday. With the control of Congress at stake, he racked up the miles to energize his supporters and make the case for maintaining Republican control on Capitol Hill. At rally after rally, he's emphasizing the economy and border security, and he's taking that message to five more states on Sunday and Monday. Greg Clugston with the president in Pensacola, Florida.
Former President Obama also on the stump campaigning in Georgia Friday for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Adams, who's in a tight race against Republican Brian Kemp, who had Vice President Mike Pence in his corner at a couple of rallies. And with just a couple of days until the midterms, the numbers for early voting are impressive.
More than 30 million votes have already been cast in 48 states, but the one state where the pre-election day balloting has really jumped is Tennessee, an open Senate seat drawing sharp interest in the volunteer state. Election officials say this year's total is more than 200% above 2014, and already 80% of early votes cast in 2016's presidential election.
Correspondent Tim McGuire with that report. In Pittsburgh Saturday at the Tree of Life Synagogue, where a gunman opened fire last week, killing 11 people, wounding several others, about 100 people gathered to hold what they called a healing service in honor of the victims and their families. Tallahassee police say a 40-year-old man posed as a customer at a yoga studio started shooting people without warning Friday night, killing two women as patrons tried to fight back. The suspect finally turned the gun on himself. Police were trying to figure out what prompted the attack. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Veridesk makes it easy. Veridesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Veridesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Veridesk Active Workspace Solutions at Veridesk.com/radio. That's Veridesk.com/radio.
Research indicates certain surgical techniques may cause more cancer deaths. Dr. Charles Snyderman has more on the story.
Use of miniature video cameras and instruments to operate inside the abdomen or pelvis has been a major advance in surgery, allowing quicker and less painful recovery. Studies of minimally invasive surgery for uterine cervical cancer found a higher rate of recurrence and long-term mortality than using an older technique with a larger incision. This is Charles Snyderman, Falls Church, Virginia.
Brexit's undermining North Ireland's hard-won peace by creating tension between Catholic and Protestant communities. That's according to Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, even as hopes rose for a solution to the Irish border problem that's deadlocked negotiations between Britain and the EU over Britain's departure from the bloc. They've stalled over the issue of the border between EU member Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The bodies of two immigrant sisters from Saudi Arabia have washed up on the New York City waterfront.
They were bound together with duct tape. The bodies of 16-year-old Tala Faria and her 23-year-old sister Ratata were discovered October 24th near the Hudson River, 2 months after they were last seen in Fairfax, Virginia, where they had been living in a shelter amid allegations that they were abused at home. The jogger said he saw them praying at a playground near the river, sitting about 30 feet apart with their heads in their hands hours before their bodies were found. Police are saying this was a suicide. Patrick Foss reporting.
On the Sunday news show circuit, ABC's This Week will welcome Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. NBC's Meet the Press, Tennessee Representative Tennessee will have Governor Bill Haslam, also Josh Hawley, Republican nominee for the Senate in Missouri. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will join us live. It's going to be a big day because today is the day the sanctions begin to go on, and companies are being urged to no longer do business with Iran because of their continued development of their nuclear program. It's created controversy for some because they say there's no obvious breach of U.N. sanctions of the JCPOA that was signed by President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry. But this administration says we're tearing that up, and they tore it up. Russia and China have not gone along with that. We're also going to be talking about Saudi Arabia and this 33-year-old, famously prince that came out, and we thought he was going to be a reformer, MBS, and that's his nickname, and he was doing a lot of things that made people convinced that maybe with the Saudi society was coming out of the dark ages, especially when it comes to women's rights. But after they basically took captive the prime minister of Lebanon, they jailed most of the family at the Ritz-Carlton and took money from them, essentially, and he consolidated power. And they assassinated most recently of Jamal Khashoggi, a American resident with three American kids. Things have certainly changed and put the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia in jeopardy, or certainly on the griddle, and certainly for international scrutiny. So we'll be discussing all those things, as well as America's perception around the world. You know, at loggerheads, almost from day one with President Trump, has been Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel has a different view of the world than President Trump. We know that. We also know her political fortunes turned for the worse when she decided to open up the gates to millions of refugees unscreened into Germany, changing their culture to a degree in which she has paid a political price with her party and, I believe, with their society. And that has really put a warning shot to us in the U.S., places like Hungary, where they actually put up a wall to stop the influx of refugees streaming through, and a huge awareness and a change in leadership in Italy for virtually the same reason. So we'll discuss all that when the Secretary of State comes on with us. And we'll also take your calls at 1-866-408-7669. Also, there is increasing tensions with China, not only with trade but with our military. Remember, it was a couple of weeks back when China came within 45 yards of one of our Navy ships that was in the international waters. And now China's President Xi reportedly put his military advisors overseeing operations in the South China Sea on alert. That was of last week. And they also said in the area that they're going to be needing to assert themselves against aggressors. I assume that is us. But there's also a sense around the world that they're getting pretty much fed up with China. They have money. They have the ability, they have the engineers, and they're coming in and promising infrastructure projects, and they lend nations money, and they essentially become slaves of China. And China has undue influence in the makings of that country and the doings of that country and the policies of those countries because they owe them so much money. And it's happened in Pakistan. It's happened in Brazil. And as they try to gain influence throughout the Middle East and through the Stans region, that'll become front and center. So we'll discuss all that as we wait for the Secretary of State. Meanwhile, the other big major issues that are taking place today are pretty obvious. We have a midterm election that is 6 days away, and a President of the United States who's going to go run right through the tape. So many times presidents are asked, hey, come to a couple of races if you can. You're really popular in my state. You can put me over the top. This president said, nationalize it, make it about me, and I'll show up everywhere I can, whether it's a race over in Missouri where he's intended to go. He's going back to Florida today try to tilt that race. In the governor's race, his handpick, Ron DeSantis, he wanted to be the governor. And, of course, when it comes to Governor Scott, he wants to be the next senator. With us right now, a man who used to do politics for a living, Congressman Mike Pompeo, now has turned into from CIA Director Mike Pompeo to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Secretary, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
Man, your resume is getting better and better. This is obviously the most challenging job. Today is an important day in U.S.-Iranian relations. Tell us why.
So we are now just a handful of days from all of the sanctions that the previous administration had relieved against Iran, coming back into effect, and it's having a real impact on the Iranian leadership. This is important. The Iranians are just yesterday or the day before, Denmark announced that Iran had plotted an assassination attack in their country. The same has happened in France and Albania. They're the world's largest state sponsor of terror, and they're squandering the people's money, the Iranian people's money, on these silly, malign activities, and our effort is to get them to change that behavior.
Well, I mean, let's talk about what you just glazed over, an assassination attempt inside Denmark, and now the Danes are asking for the European Union to take action. Could you tell us more about this?
So that's right. So an Iranian intelligence officer was in Denmark seeking to conduct an assassination attempt inside of Europe on the EU's soil. This is the third effort of just recent times. There's a long history of this. We talk about assassinations around the world. The Iranians are the leading actor conducting these assassination attempts in Europe, and that kind of behavior needs to stop. And we have offered our support and effort to help the Europeans in preventing these kinds of assassination attempts from taking place.
So back to what led to the JCPOA, which is an agreement the president promised to rip up that you didn't like when you were a congressman, and now it's gone. Now, there was no obvious breach of this agreement, according to the United Nations, by the Iranians. But this time it's harder for you because the deal was done. The Russians were on board with the sanctions, as were the Chinese, as was the European Union. But now once they signed on to this, they're reluctant to sign off of this. How hard a job has it been to try to get, number one, our allies of the EU to step away with us?
So far, Brian, the Europeans have stayed in the deal. They've taken a fundamentally different position than ours. But we talk to them nearly every day. We're working with them to explain things like what just happened in Denmark yesterday and why we have to have a completely different policy with respect to Iran. The problems, and the president has talked about this at great length, the challenge of the worst deal ever was that it didn't address Iranian missile programs, it didn't address Iranian terror, it did none of those things. And you can see the fruits of that today, where Iran is running rampant in Syria and in Iraq and in other places in the Middle East. That's the reason that the JCPOA made no sense, and the reason President Trump made the bold decision to withdraw from it.
So the Iranian foreign minister was on CBS, Mohammad Zarif, and he's got a problem with the Trump administration and you. Cut one.
Everybody believes that the impact of those sanctions have already affected the economy.
You're hoping that anyway, because you have no idea how much your revenue may decrease next year. If the Americans really play hardball and convince the Chinese and the Indians not to buy your oil, you got a big problem on your hands.
Well, I think the Americans will have a bigger problem in their hand if that were to take place.
Why?
Because then we will take our own measures in response.
Like
what we decide to take.
As
President Trump said, I want to keep him guessing.
So what do you think he's talking about?
Boy, it's difficult to know. We know this. This is not the first time that Mr. Zarif has made threats against the United States. President Trump has been unambiguous in that we will defend American interests all around the world, and that what we're looking for is Iran to become a normal nation. We're not asking for much, Brian. Right? We're asking the same thing of Iran that we ask for every nation. Don't cause trouble. Don't commit terror acts around the world. Don't engage in this kind of malign activity. We are hopeful that Zarif's boss, the Ayatollah, the man who actually makes all the decisions, it's not Mr. Zarif, it's the Ayatollah, that the Ayatollah will see the error of his ways and will come